Welcome everyone to this new edition of the Council of Deans of Health podcast. It's the first one of the year 2021, so happy new year to everyone. My name is Dorothea Baltrooks and I'm a Senior Policy and Research Officer here at the Council. Obviously, 2020 has been the year where COVID has dominated our lives, our work and the headlines. But today we want to talk about another, in some ways, bigger and more long-term issue that we're all dealing with, the sort of climate and ecological crisis. And I'm really, really pleased that we have a speaker today from the Center for Sustainable Healthcare, Siobhan Pastor-Williams, who's a QI education lead at the center. Hello, Siobhan.
Hi, Dorothea.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for asking me along.
Siobhan, can you tell us a bit more about your professional background and what your current role at the Centre for Sustainable Healthcare is?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a nurse qualified by background. I initially started my career in emergency nursing and then moved into research and education about 8 years ago. I worked as an associate tutor at the University of East Anglia while also working in research delivery. I worked in clinical research in a variety of settings, including primary care research and secondary care research. And I graduated from the National Institute of Health Research Leadership Programme in 2019 and was the senior clinical research nurse at the James Paget University Hospital until May last year. And I started my new role as the QI education lead at the Centre for Sustainable Healthcare last year in June. In my personal life, I was always really passionate about the climate and health emergency, and I founded the Parents for Future, which is situated in Norwich, and also co-founded the Eco Action Families Network. And I just felt that the climate and health, or the climate emergency and health, are intrinsically linked, and that more needed to be done to make healthcare more sustainable. So in my current role, I'm a project manager for the Sustainable Quality Improvement Education Project, which is supported by King's College London, the Health Education England and the Health Foundation. I'm also the course lead for the teaching SUSQI course, which is an online course designed for educators wishing to integrate sustainability concepts into quality improvement teaching. And I also manage the Green Nurse Network, which was a network that was originally launched in 2017 to help nurses to become more environmentally sustainable. And anyone can join it via the Centre for Sustainable Healthcare website. It's an informal online community for nurses from all backgrounds to connect with like-minded people.
Great, that's really, really interesting, and really interesting as well to hear about your journey and how you came to this role. Just to go back to kind of the topic area, I mean, most of our listeners, I'm sure, will be aware of the strong link between things like air pollution and respiratory diseases and also early death. But beyond that, can you explain to our listeners how the climate crisis and other environmental issues are linked to healthcare?
Yeah, sure. I mean, 40,000 people die each year in the UK alone due to air pollution. So that's a massive problem. But the climate emergency is also a health emergency. It's the biggest threat to public health in our time, and it also threatens to undermine half a century of progress in global health. In November 2019, the Lancet Countdown published that the life of every child born today will be profoundly affected by climate change. So if we continue on our current trajectory to a 4 degree temperature rise throughout our children's lifetime, they'll experience more heat waves, stronger storms, increase in the spread of infectious diseases like we're seeing now with COVID-19, extreme poverty, increased mental illness and food insecurity and water insecurity. And these all have a profound effect on health. The NHS is also part of the solution, but unfortunately it's also part of the problem. So in 2017, the NHS was responsible for 9.5 billion road miles which equates to 3.5% of all car journeys in England. So if 40,000 people die each year from air pollution, you know, could that mean that 3.5% of those are related to NHS travel? Because it's estimated that one in 20 car journeys in the UK are NHS related. So the NHS is the biggest carbon emitter in the public sector and contributes to around 5% of all carbon emissions in the UK. The NHS, a lot of people are surprised to learn that it emits more carbon annually than Heathrow Airport. And globally, if the health sector were a country, it would be the fifth largest carbon emitter in the world. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of work to do there. Mm. But the future doesn't have to be this way. Climate change is the biggest threat to public health. But if those working in the health sector pull together to start tackling this by slashing carbon emissions, the health benefits will be so huge that it also can present the biggest opportunity of our time. And NHS England released the Delivering a Net Zero NHS report in October 2020, which is fantastic, which means that would make the NHS the world's first net zero health service. And it's an ambitious evidence-based roadmap to get to net zero by 2040. But this will take the effort of everyone in the NHS to realise this vision. So no matter what role you play in healthcare, you can make a difference. But yeah, there is a lot of health impacts from climate change. We're seeing more heat waves, and these contribute directly to deaths from cardiovascular and respiratory diseases. And we're seeing more heat waves. So in the summer of 2003 in Europe, there was more than 70,000 excess deaths recorded. So these are really profound impacts on health, just, you know, from climate change and the increased temperatures. So we need to take urgent action to stop climate change in order to protect human health. And it impacts on health in many ways, you know, like you said, the air quality, increase in air temperature, increased severity of extreme weather events. And in very high temperatures, you end up getting heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Persistent high temperatures, you can get worsening of chronic conditions such as cardiovascular diseases, respiratory diseases, and even kidney disease. And the World Health Organization state air pollution is the single largest environmental cause of premature deaths globally. And every year, it's estimated 7 million deaths are contributed to climate change. So, you know, it's something that we really need to tackle, and you know, it's something that we're doing to ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are really, really worrying numbers. And I think we often kind of forget about that, or it's not as present in the media and kind of in our lives as maybe other issues are. It's really interesting to hear about what the NHS is trying to do and how it's trying to get to net zero. And what is the Centre for Sustainable Healthcare doing in this area of work? How are you working with the NHS and other partners to improve the situation?
So the Centre for Sustainable Healthcare works to help the NHS to fulfil its commitment to reduce its carbon footprint, working on sustainable healthcare in research and practice. And we're doing a lot of work in this area in many different fields. So we have a sustainable specialities programme, which is supporting clinicians to take a leading role in action towards sustainable healthcare. We also have the NHS Forest, which works with healthcare organisations to open up their green spaces to local communities and to promote better use of the natural environment by staff and for patients. There's recently been done, we've done some work around workplace wellbeing and green space, which was around encouraging staff to relax and recharge in green space within hospital trusts. We also have a green ward competition, which is working with trusts using a leadership and engagement programme to transform care by cutting carbon, improving patient care, staff experience, and also by saving money. And we're also doing work in education. So we run a variety of online courses around sustainable healthcare, which can be booked through our website. And also the SUSQI education project, which is what I'm working on. So SUSQI stands for Sustainability in Quality Improvement. And we've initiated this project to equip healthcare professionals to innovate for a more environmentally, socially and financially sustainable health service. So the GMC outcomes for medical students 2018, and more recently the NMC midwifery standards of proficiency in domain 5 now require that sustainable healthcare is taught. However, still remains a gap in the knowledge and skills among healthcare professionals. So the Sustainable Quality Improvement Framework, which we call SUSQI for short, is integrating sustainability into QI, and it offers a practical way to fill this sort of knowledge and skills gap as it addresses the environmental challenges in healthcare, part of core clinical practice, and adding it to a recognised method for change such as QI. So the aim of SUSQI is a solution to the problems that we've just talked about, and it's to deliver care in a way that maximises positive health outcomes, but also avoids both financial waste and harmful environmental impacts, and most importantly, adding social value at every opportunity. And we've successfully integrated SUSQI into the curriculum for fourth year medical students at King's College London, which was as part of the project that I'm project managing. And we're piloting the inclusion of this framework into undergraduate and postgraduate education in both medical and nursing education at the moment. And we hope that SUSQI can be integrated into mainstream QI teaching. At the moment, in practice, sustainability efforts continue to kind of take place separately from clinical innovation. So the goal is to introduce SUSQI as a way of combining sustainable clinical innovation. Nurses in particular can have a massive impact to help the NHS achieve net zero. Nurses are the biggest workforce and the largest user of consumables, and also constantly involved in quality improvement in their roles. So this is a really good framework that could be utilised and integrated into mainstream education.
Really interesting. I think this is going to be a very interesting point for our members, obviously, because they will be the ones, well, obviously educating the future workforce, including nurses, but also midwives and allied health professionals. And I'm sure, yeah. I think a lot of them are actually quite interested in this agenda. I know in sort of conversations with our members, this topic has come up, but I think it's often quite difficult, isn't it, to start and to find a way of putting healthcare education and environmental sustainability. So thinking about healthcare education, I mean, what would you say to our members? What can they do to engage with this agenda and prepare the future work to, you know, to work in this new world that will see all these challenges?
Yeah, so this framework really offers a practical tool to address the climate crisis and gives healthcare professionals the tools to be able to integrate changes. So The SUSQI framework has been designed to be easily integrated into current QI teaching. And educators who are listening to this, we've recently launched a new website, and which is www.susqi.org. And it's full of free resources for educators to enable them to include, to include SUSQI in their teaching. It includes project resources for students and template lesson plans, so they can integrate the sustainability element into QI teaching. We're also running a brand new course this year for educators called Teaching SUSQI, which is at a discount rate for educators. And attendees coming onto the course will learn the steps for integrating SUSQI into mainstream QI, would be able to develop skills in applying the SUSQI framework to QI education, explore how SUSQI teaching can be designed to provide the best possible learning opportunity. And we've found as well that by including sustainability in quality improvement teaching, it can also increase learners' motivation for healthcare improvement. And the course will also give attendees the opportunity to network with like-minded educators who are working in this area. So the courses are running on the 31st of March 2021, and there's a £50 discount for educators. So if listeners want to book, they can go to the Centre for Sustainable Healthcare website, which is sustainablehealthcare.org.uk. And I would really encourage them to visit our SUSQI website, which really explains the framework in lots of detail.
Great. I think that sounds like a really, really useful resource. Brilliant. I think it's been really interesting to talk about this issue. So I think sometimes it's quite daunting to even kind of think about. So it's really great to hear about some of the solutions and some of the work that is already underway in the UK to address this link between the ecological crisis and healthcare, and also what benefits this could have, you know, beyond just the natural environment, but actually for health as well. If we get this right.
Yeah, a healthy planet equals healthy people.
Absolutely, yeah. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today, Siobhan. It's been really, really interesting. I hope listeners found it interesting as well. And as Siobhan was saying, if you want to find out more, obviously you can just go to the website of the Centre for Sustainable Healthcare and engage with this agenda more widely. So thank you very much, Siobhan, and thank you everyone for listening, and we'll speak to you very soon.